רוצים שימחח מהצפת, שימחש, וכאן נדבר כשפחי דהירה שיוצ בגחס, לא בבניס ונוחיס, וכאן נסגאי רואי ניסמו ומיתום ומיתר, והמי רואי נדבר מה מסתמתו ממבטחתו עיר, המי רואי מיתר ומי אין תויר עושה, ומיתר צימי ומיתר אליו, דווקא לזה פרסטר, שדב דווקא שאין לו כלום, אלא אימא, שאם רואה עשו בימזיים לזוך ובמשואי ומנקי בו, פני יונידו ומיני בשכנתי על מניוס, ויהי שמעמידים לישראלים בנוראים וכבישם, ואמרה מה אינך, אוי פיר של אורי, אף או פי ששניהם היום נעשה, ויתיר עתיר ומה ינזה, אלו בנאודיס, וזו, כאילו שאין לו בנו אלה, אף אוי שמיים תומים, וראי לסדום, עם חמישה דומים. So, וכיוון שאין לו, שאף אורי, אף או פי ששניהם היום נעשה, ויתיר עתיר ומה ינזה, אלו בנאודיס. Only by Yildiz the Torah was mitayat. Only by Yildiz the Torah was mitayat. Vizu kim she'ingo din leide afun samayim tomim. So what's the machlekes really between Rav and Levi? I mean, there is no machlekes in Mitzias. So in other words, both are made that it comes from the same source. The mitayat. The Damteach emanates from the same source, from the lining of the uterus. And both are made and so. But the machlekes between Rav and Levi is on this. According to Rav, as long as it emanates from the same source, so Mr. Aswara, without any Xeras HaKosu, so it has to have a deal of Damnino. Whether it originates in the menstrual course or in another course. For example, the Shaolis, many women have a problem with ovulatory bleeding. Now, this, it emanates from the lining of the uterus, but it doesn't originate in the same course. This bleeding, ovulatory bleeding, does not originate in the same course as menstrual bleeding. Now, according to the Chassam Sefer, but it should not be mentioned to anybody, according to the Chassam Sefer, one could argue, since the Chassam Sefer says that the machlekes between Rav and Levi is not on such a divergent machlekes according to Rav, he terminates from the Boker, according to Levi, he doesn't terminate from the Boker. There couldn't be such a machlokes in Mitzias. But he terminates from the Boker. But according to Levi, it originates in a different cause than menstrual bleeding. And according to Rav, it originates in the same cause as menstrual bleeding. So it's mashma part of some safer explanation of the machlokes that suppose, let's say, it is established that a certain bleeding that emanates from the mokia, from the uterus, but it originates not in the same cause as menstrual bleeding, then she's not in it all. So in other words, ovulation bleeding would not make the woman into it. I said, no, that it's not established that there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi and Mitzias. Even if the Mitzias is not of such wide divergence, it's not mistada. Monefshach. If Rav says so, why is Levi chilek? And if Levi says the Mitzias is different, why is Rav chilek? But the Mitzias is that the dam that emanates in the Yemitea, it does not originate in the menstrual cause, in a menstrual cause, but it's in another cause, but it emanates from the same source, from the walls of the uterus. So the Mele, according to Rav, so there's a machlekes in the din, according to Rav, is what makes dam nido, the fact that it emanates from the uterus. The whole raya, the sheet of the Besiose. And that's the shite of the Raivet in Teraskeani and Rabbi Nehiro in Teraskeani, that if a woman has a mako in the Boker itself, so then she's also in it. The Ramor doesn't ask in that way, but that's the shite of the Besiose. If suppose a woman has an ulcer in the uterus, there's an ulcer in the uterus, and it bleeds, so, So according to this Yosef, and this is Shikal Teraimit in Tereskian, so she's in Zinido. So we see, and that's in accordance with the Shikha of Rav, because we pass like Rav. I'm sure that Rav wouldn't say it, are we the Levi? So that's the machlokes really between Rav and Levi. The Mitzias is that it emanates, the Dantea emanates from the Mokeya, but it emanates from a different cause than the cause of menstrual bleeding. So what Rav holds, as long as it emanates from the Mokeya, so the Mele, it has a din of Damnido, without any special Zeratakos. And that's why the Rebbe says that even if the woman has a makor in the Mokeya, so she's also, when the Gemara says that the Damako is not male, so it means a Damako in the Beisachitz, in the vaginal canal, or in the cervix, if there is a mako. But if there is a mako in the uterus itself, so then she's an idol in the eyes. She's in the eyes. Why? Because damnido by definition means any dam that emanates from the mokia. Whether it originates in menstrual phenomena or in some other phenomena, so she's still an evil. But then, and Levi says no. Mitzarasvore, without a special terzakosu. So damnido is only damnido that is only dam that originates in menstrual phenomena. But if it doesn't originate in menstrual phenomena, in some other cause, let's say according to Levi, I suppose, ovulatory bleeding will not make the woman into a needle. Or a mako, the Rabbit would agree that according to Levi, she would not become a needle. So by definition, the needle means if it originates in a menstrual phenomenon. But so the male, Damteya, since it doesn't originate in a menstrual phenomenon, so the male should be taught. But there is a special verse also in the parasha in Tazria that Damteya, that the dam that emanates in the Yemiteya is only toya in certain situations. So that's a verse also. In other words, if she's a Yehudas Israelis, or let's say if it's natural birth, not if she's a Nochris, or at the time of the lady, or it's a Caesarean lady. So in such a case, so here we have a special Zerzakosov that it's only Torah under certain circumstances. Masheinke, if these circumstances do not apply, so then there is another Zerzakosov which is male. But generally speaking, according to Levi, in order to be damnido, it must originate in a menstrual phenomenon. That's the pshat in all these rishonim. Suppose for 3 days, because of the rab, so she had pain. In other words, she had labor pain. And in the Yudalef Yoy, the Elisivo, the Sofso Meisley, and then the pain subsided for 24 hours. And after that, she She gave birth to a child. Why does Mishneh say Dafke Sofsof if the pain subsided? The implication being, suppose a woman is in labor for a long time and she keeps on having pain, and then she doesn't have a 24-hour period of comfort, and she gives birth. So then, even though it wasn't Yemezive means, let's say, suppose a woman had the menstrual flow on the first of Nisan. And then, so she became an eagle. Then she had the menstrual flow, she had a discharge of dam on the eighth of Nisan. So that's already Yemezive. The Dalaf Yain, she had the needle and needle. And she had the discharge of dam on the ninth of this. She had the discharge of dam on the ninth of this. And then she had the discharge of dam on the tenth of this. On the eighth and ninth and the tenth of this. In view of the fact that she had the menstrual flow on the first of this, so the male of the eighth, the ninth, the tenth of this, represented Yemezive. Yemezive. So, she should become a Yeledes V'Zeid, and she should be obligated, besides counting 7 days or 14 days Yemelede, so an additional, 7 clean days, because she is also Zobe. She had 3 years of dam and 3 successive days in the Yemezive. But there is a special Zerzakos, because Domo Machmas Atzmo Viroi Machmas Vlad. In other words, if a woman who was close to giving birth and she had the menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, and then on the eighth of Nisan she again had the discharge of God, and the ninth of Nisan, and the tenth of Nisan, and on the eighth and the ninth and the tenth of Nisan she was in labor, she had pain, and then she gave birth after having 3 years and 3 successive days in the Yemei Zive. She gave birth to a child, so she does not consider as the Yeledes V'Zeid, and she does not have to count Zayniki. Why? She should, after all. She gave birth to a child in the Yemei Zive, and she had 3 years and 3 successive days. But there is a special Zerzakosu, that the Domo Machmas Atzmo Viloi Machmas Vlad. In view of the fact that the discharge of dam she had is attributable to the pending giving birth, the whole Hopayim, it was coupled with pain, so melee, that Chiyas Dam in the Yemezive is attributable to the pending birth, even though it took place before the baby was born, but it's attributable to the pending birth. So the male is Domo Machmas Brodo in Yemezive does not make her into his office, especially the Zakosu, the nose one. So that's the Zakosu that applies only to Yemezive. But if it is in Yemenide, if a woman has a discharge of dam in the Yemenide, not in Yemezive, so then she becomes a nida. She becomes an eagle. All right. So this is what the Mishnah says. So Memele, if she would be Koshi Soshle Shiyomi, Bisei Dalef Yei, in other words, she had the menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had the discharge of dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, and it was coupled with pain. So Memele is Domo Machmas Vlodo Dam Keishi. So the Aloch is Dam Keishi Meizivo does not make her into his own. It's a special verse, of course. But suppose she had the menstrual flow on the first of this, then she had the discharge of dam on the 8th, and the 9th, and the 10th, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she had the discharge of dam. then the whole day of Wednesday, so she was in a state of comfort. And then Wednesday night, on Thursday, she gave birth to a baby. So in view of the fact that she had a 24 hours of comfort without pain, so mele, the dam that was discharged prior to the 24 hours of comfort is not considered to be dam keishi. Domo machas vodo is not considered to be domo machas vodo. So mele, Jesus of it. The exosakosa phase, the dam that is machmas vodo, dam keishi, does not make anything of it. Only if they were coupled with pain. But if after the discharge of dam, of the three riyas of dam, so there was a 24-hour period of comfort, and then she gave birth, so Mimela al-Pidin, we do not attribute the discharge of dam as dam machmas lady. We do not attribute it to the lady. So that's considered like dam zive. So Mimela, she is his own. So, of course, she's a shleisha yom in the sikh with Aleph-Yay. We saw some Israelis, the Odo, and she had three riyas. And then she had a state of comfort for 24 hours. And after the 24 hours, comfort. So she gave birth, so she's considered, you let us be saying, because the dam is not considered as dam cage. Now, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua is regard to the question as to whether the state of comfort the pain subsided, and she was in a state of comfort from 11 o'clock in the morning Tuesday till 11 a.m. Wednesday. Then 11:30 Wednesday she gave birth to a child. So according to Rabbi Elazar, as long as between the years of that and between giving birth there was an intervening period of 24 hours, even though the 24 hours did not cover a live of Yehim Kishabes, beyond it. But just from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 11 a.m. Wednesday. So, as long as there is a 24-hour period of comfort, some mele, the Riyas Dam is not considered as Dam Kish, even though it was coupled with pain. The Riyas Dam was coupled with pain, but in view of the fact that she had 24 hours of comfort, and then after the 24 hours of comfort, so there was birth of the baby, so mele, the pain she had that was coupled with the discharge of dam is false labor pain. There is such a thing as false labor pain. Now, false labor pain doesn't mean that it's just an imagination. I mean, false labor pain happens to a woman who is about to give birth to a child. It doesn't happen to a woman who is not about to give birth to a child. Still, we call it false labor pain. Why do we call it false labor pain? Because the birth of the child takes place a considerable time after the pain. So Mimele, Reb Elazar says that even though she's cautious as Shleishayon, and the 3 years and three successive days in the Nisibe were coupled with pain, but as long as there is a 24-hour period of comfort without pain, subsequent to the 3 years, and after the period of safety, of comfort, of 24 hours, she gives birth to the child, so Mele Devias Dam is not considered to be Dam Bekechi, It's not considered to be dam machmas water, but it's considered to be dam v'shefi, and not dam keishi. So mele, she's healed as besaved. But suppose she has a period of comfort of 10 hours, of 19 hours, of 23 hours, and then after 23 hours, so comfort, she gives birth to the child, so then it's considered as dam machmas wodo, and the meaning is considered dam keishi, and dam keishi is not mitami tumazivo, she is not considered as his own. Alright. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case where she had a deal done on Sunday in the morning, Monday in the morning, and Tuesday in the morning, and then at 11 a.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided, and she had a period of comfort from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 11 a.m. Wednesday, and then at 12 noon, Wednesday, she gave birth to a child, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is his own. She has to count like a king. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she doesn't have to count like a king. Only if there is a period of shefi, of a stress, starting with the Lilo and Yemi, Ki Shabbos, Ki Lilo and Shabbos Yemi, Ki Lilo and Shabbos Yemi. In other words, suppose 5 minutes before six on Sunday, she has a real down. And 5 minutes before six on Monday, she has a real down, you may see that. And 5 minutes before six, assuming that sunset is at six, and 5 minutes before six on 6 p.m. on Tuesday, she has a real down. And then, just a split second before sunset Tuesday, so the pain subsides, and she's in comfort the whole day of Tuesday night and Wednesday day until the sunset of Wednesday. And then, right after sunset of Wednesday, she gives birth to a child. So in such a case, we say, that she is his own. Only the period of Shefi consisted of Rimishabhi. She shows some Natsav Rimnada. Kamu hi kishuyo, Rabbi Meir afu arboim v'chamishim yei. Rabbi Yudei Meir, Dayo Chodosh, Rabbi Yeisi, Rabbi Shimon Emrim, Ein Kishu Yeisei Mishtei Shabbos. In other words, everybody will agree that suppose a woman will, let's say, in the eighth month, will start having labor pain. In the eighth month, before the ninth month begins. And she'll keep on having pain all the time, without any shape, without any comfort. And she'll have her ears down in the Yemizive. Suppose she had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan. And then on the eighth of Nisan, she had a discharge of down, and it was coupled with pain. On the ninth of Nisan, she had her ears down, it was coupled with pain. And on the tenth of Nisan, she had her ears down, it was coupled with pain. But all that is in the eighth month. It's not the ninth month yet. And then she gave birth to a child 15 days later. So then everybody will agree that she is his own. Even though the pain did not subside, she started to have pain on the eighth of Nisan, and that was the beginning of the eighth month. She started to have pain, and that pain did not subside. It kept on recurring every 10 minutes, the whole eighth month. And the eighth of Nisan represented the eighth month. And she had the ears down together with pain on the eighth, on the ninth, on the tenth. And then she continued to have pain. It didn't subside completely. It kept on recurring every 10 minutes. And then she gave birth to the child. On the first of year. So then everybody, all the Talmudim will agree, the cheese is off. Even though the dam, the 3 years of dam she had on the 8th, and on the 9th, and on the 10th of Nisan, were coupled with pain, but it's not considered as dam keshi. Dam keshi is matkiya of tumezim, but only if the dam keshi is relatively close to the birth. But if the dam keshi is remote from the birth, it's distant from the birth, it's not close to the birth, it's in the 8th month and more than 14 days prior to the giving of birth, so then according to all Tanoim, she eases up. But the Meir says, Kamei Kishuyo Vemeirini Ratua Boim V'chamishinye. Reb Meir says, after 45 years, when I said Ot Hanoim, I meant Ot Hanoim except Reb Meir. So of course, according to Reb Meir in this particular case, she is not his own. So after 45 years, in that example I mentioned, when the 3 years took place on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Nisan, and then she did not give birth until the first of the year, or the 8th of the year, the 10th of the year, even though there was a period of 40, 50 days intervening, as long as she did not have a period of 24 hours of comfort, and if the pain continued, kept on recurring every 10 minutes, within the 40 and 50 days prior to the giving of birth, and even though the rias took place in the 8th month of pregnancy, not the 9th month, so according to the mayor, it's still considered amkechi, and it's kia tumazim. She's not his own, she doesn't have to count Zainki. It all comes with an exercise of Domo Machmas Atzmo with Domo Machmas Moda. Because the fact that she had pain, so that means, why did she bleed? Because the baby somehow was probably pushing. So Mimele, she had pain. So with pain. And that resulted in the bleeding too. It's not menstrual bleeding. It has to do with the pending birth of the child. So really it comes within the exercise of Domo Machmasatu, Domo Machmasatu, she is not his own. That's a male. However, the Yudha says, Dayo Chodosh. Only if the Riyas Dam that is coupled with pain takes place in the 9th month of pregnancy, so then it can be considered as Dam Keshi. Mashiach, if the Riyas Dam coupled with pain takes place in the 8th month of pregnancy, then it's not considered Dam Keshi, and Melech, she is his own. Reb Yisiv, Reb Shimon Eimrim, Men Kishu Yisiv, Mishdei Shabbos. And we pass like Reb Yisiv, Reb Shimon. That only the Riyas Dam that coupled with pain take place within 14 days of birth. 14 days of birth. So in other words, so according to Reb Yisi and Reb Shimon, so according to Reb Meir, after Abun Hamishie, even though it's not in the 9th month, according to Reb Yudei, only if it's in the 9th month, it has a din of Dam Keshi. And according to Reb Yisi and Reb Shimon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the 8th month or on the 9th month. The difference is whether the labor takes place within 14 days is of the Riyas Dam, or Bikeshi with pain, or more than 14 days after the Riyas Dam. Now the Rashi, Hamikash of the Riyas Dam, הרייזו נידומים מורפורך מטרפו גושי סומח מסוואד גימול יומים בשיחה ודוסיים שבינים דברים ידי וירוע עשו כל 3 יום רצופים ויסוף סו מצער מישראל יזדבי ויור דויגו אימיו סבי דום שרוע עשו מבור מח מסוואד היו ככה הרייזו ילדת בזה אבו נוי סוף סו סומח לוי דוסו קורבנים שרוע עשו מחמס ועדו ורחמון התיארים מזיבו וכסיב זה דום או דום מחמס עד ודום מחמס ועד לילה ויעדים סוף סוף חצי ים שלישי ויום בו ים רביעי. So if the period of comfort, if the pain subsided at noon on Tuesday, and she is yoldo yen revi, and she gave birth on Wednesday, the sopso meisleis, einzu sheifi, eloin kei sopso lailo v'yeim, shalacha lailo kilu nishab v'yeim, egeschem Yeshua shi, she sopso mnatzah v'yeim adam, v'av v'gav v'chaz yedam, have a sheifi. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that if the pain subsided for 24 hours, for a whole day, even though the bleeding did not stop, but as long as the pain subsided, so it's not damkeishi, it's not damkeishi anymore. While the endings of some Hatsiyim Shlishi, the old Yimrevins of some Rains in the Shaper, Kis of Slavim Shahalim, Kishabi Yame, Jesus Tatar Damba, and Hatsi Damba the Shaper, come with Kishua, the Asa, the Ziba, the Hodom Shikira, after Abuim Hamishi Yay, in which of Sayyim Yahoo Khumayde, and the Asa, the Ziba, the Hami, and the Zay, Dai Hodosh, Dai Mitai, Zaki, Shikhisha, Dai Chi, Abu Koshis of Shlisha, the Zikhida of Yimizibe, the Hirishashmini. In the eighth month, Vapil Mikasha Melechet, Kochi, Hariz, and Yeleles Bizei, Machmash, Lish Yomim Shal Shmi, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or to Kolam Kashem Vi, the Mishnah says in general language, Ham Kashem Ido. In other words, if a woman has labor pain, she becomes an Ido, that's not so. A woman does not become an Ido even if she is in labor. And unless dam starts to come out, but if she doesn't have the flow of dam, even though she's in labor, she has the pain, so she doesn't become nido. Oto kolam kashe nido, omar rab, nido niye imo. Now, and the Gerashe explained the Gemara that it's not in the makshim thought that the Mishnah is saying that if the moment she is in labor, so she becomes a nido. Of course, that didn't even occur to the Makshim's mind, that that's the Kavon in the Mishnah. But, so of course, in the Makshim, that just having labor pain doesn't make the woman into a nido. But, so obviously, when the Mishnah says, Amikasha nido, it means if she was in labor, she had pain of it. And she had the flow of dam, so she's an Ido. Still the Gemara asks. But it's not so, because there is a Gzeras HaKosov, Domo Machmas Atzmo, Domo Machmas Vod. So in other words, so in the Yemei Zive, in the Yemei Nide, even if the dam is coupled with pain, so she does become an Ido. So why does the Mishnah say, in general language, Hamikash an Ido? Of course, it goes without saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean Hamikasha Nido without the flow of dam, she's Nido. So it means Hamikasha, she's labor pain, she has labor pain, and she has the flow of dam, she's Nido. But even that is not so, because there is a distinction between having the discharge of dam coupled with pain in the Yemei Nido or in the Yemei Zivo. In the Yemei Nido, she's Nido, but in the Yemei Zivo, so she's not his other, she's not the Nido. You were cautious of Mizivo, we have a Nido, but he needs the Mizay. Omarav, Nido Yeimo. Go ahead. Hamikash over a dam, the Mizivo. I forgot my ass, the Mizivo. New Bezali, Masol, Shamish. Abnere, Tibelis, the Holish, the Rahmone Tarel Damkeish. So according to Rashi's Pshat, in the Ustrashe, when Rav says Nido Yemo, Rav has reference to the Yimei, so to the Yimei Zid. In other words, if it's the Yimei Nidus, every woman has the Yimei Nido and has the Yimei Zivo. So Yimei Zivo says the Yidalo Pshayim, she the Nido Menido. So according to Rashi's Pshat, in the Gemara, if Rav is made that ואיזה רביז מיני, ואיזה וומן סיסדם ביקש אינדי ימיניתו שביקמת נידו מדרייס. Because the Xerxes Kosov of Domo Machmasat will Lachmas Modo applies only to Yemenizivo, not to Yemenizivo. But Rav says, in the Yemenizivo, where she is not in the Midraise, and Midraise she is with Teres, with Bailo. What does it mean with Teres with Bailo? In other words, it doesn't mean, so if she is Kosovo, Yemenizivo, so, mid-reise she's with Teres with Bailo, but mid-rabonon she's also with Bailo, she's also with Bailo the day until the night. Mid-rabonon, if she's so damkish, b'meizivo, so she doesn't become an idiot, there's a kosov, because domo machmas atzmo, domo machmas modo, but she's not with Teres with Bailo the day. So mid rabbonon she is asur with bailo. She is asur with bailo dede. Mid of the bailo, work on amkashi, where you dam the mezivo, avagav, do we asibo the mezivo, miu beisa yim asur with shamish. Avoerev divas, ve nitzricho, rishmeir, yeim kine yedeim, the rachmon et tiyar le dam keishi. So mele, mid reise, she doesn't even have to be divas, and immediately after the discharge, of the dumb kid, she needs him, or she's with Teres Lebailo. Teres Lebailo, she's not a soul Lebailo, because the Torah was Nitaya, dumb kid, she needs him. But with Rabbonon, she's a soul Lebailo that day, and she cannot even go through it that day. She, with Rabbonon, she can only go through at night. She can go only through at night, and leave the flow subsides at night, so then she can go through it, and she's with Teres Lebailo in Rabbonon. But that day, when she had the flow of dam, which was the Mizimo, even though Midraise she was Mideres Lebailo, but Midrabonon she lasso. Ushmur Omar, Hashimon Shematishbe. Hashimon Shematishbe. In other words, because true that it was Bimei Zivo, and Dam Keishi, Bimei Zivo does not make her into Izobe. Does not make her into Izobe. They were, if she saw Damkeishi on three successive days in Meizivo, and it does not make her into Izobe Tame, if she saw just on one day Damkeishi in Meizivo, so she doesn't have to count, she doesn't have to count one full day, she doesn't become Ishimeres Yenkin Egedyein. But with Rabbono, the halacha is, if a woman in Meizivo, has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, so with Rabbono, she has to count, let's say, on Sunday, that's in Meizivo. She had a menstrual flow on the first of this, and then the Sunday before, and then now is the eighth of this Sunday. She has a flow of dam, and it's coupled with pain. It's coupled with pain, and it's Yemezivo already. It's Yemezivo already. So the halacha is she has to count one clean day on Monday. And then if she has one clean day on Monday, so Monday night, she can go through and she can tell us the Bible. Why? Because we cannot allow her to go through it and be with Teres Lebailo Sunday night, because suppose she'll go through it Sunday night, and then the pain will subside, and she'll have 24 hours of comfort, and then after 24 hours of comfort, she'll give birth to a child. So then it will be determined retroactively that the discharge of dam she had on Sunday morning was really not that, so was really not that machmas water. Was not that machmas water because of the subsequent period of comfort of 24 hours. And if the Baal were cohabited with her, so he and she were either in Sakores. So because of that, Shmuel says that even though on the Raisalem, so she does not become Izobek Tame. very tiny. But because of the Chosha, maybe it will be followed by, even though it's not likely that it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, but because so we are Chishish, maybe it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, then it will be determined retroactively that she, that the dam was not dam Kishi, it was dam Sheifi, so she was his elektane. So there is an Issa Kores. So because of that, if a woman and the head the rears dam in the Yisida, let's say on Sunday morning, so she has to count the Monday day as a clean day, and then Monday night she can go to village, she's with the Bible. Mirabon. Ushmuel Amar, Tzimcha Lishka Yenke Yenke Mirabon. The Hashim Hashem Tishpe. The Nimtza Shmuel Yedam Keishi, Mahmaz Wad. The Nimtza Misham Yishim Zobek Tane. The Reis Lam Yishkoz. So, the Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Hamikasho Eilichum. Hamikasho Eilichum. So, in other words, she doesn't have, Rabbi Yitzchak says, that if a woman has a discharge of dam in Zive, coupled with rain, so she's in the terrace of Bayer immediately. Even with Rabbo. Vakaton Hamakasha Nido, Omarope, Bimenido Nido, Bimenzivo Teo. So Rabbo says, and we pass like Rabbo, like Rabbi Yitzchak and like Rabbo, so when the Mishnah says Hamakasha Nido, it means Bimenido. If a woman has laid a pay, and she has a discharge of dam, and it's in the middle, so then she's in the middle of the rice. But if a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, then it's evil, so then she's mutaris with Bible miyam, because it's dam keichi, the Torah is mutaris, and it's in the rabbanon, she is not a soror with Bible. This is the Pshat in Gemara according to Rashi. The Rach and the Rashbo, they say that when Rav says Nidal Yemo, so Rav has reference to Yemei Nidal, not to Yemei Zivo. In other words, according to Rav, so Nidal I say, because there is a kosher for Domo Machmas Atzmo, for Domo Machmas Wodo, applies not only to Yemei Zivo, it applies to Yemei Nidal. In other words, if a woman has dam kish in the yeminido, and the dam is due to the pending birth, giving birth to a child, so then she doesn't need the rice, she doesn't become a nido. But Rav says mid rabbonon she becomes a nido yeno. And Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, Hashino Shematish. Hashino Shematish. But of course, Rabbi Yitzchok says, so in other words, according to Rav, so a Da'alter Zakosov of Domo Machmas Atzma, the Domo Machmas Rodo applies also to Yemenido, not only to Yemenido, but we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Rav Yitzchak. So, Rav Yitzchak says, Amikashe Yikru, in other words, that if she is Mikasho, if she is Mikasho in the Yemenido, so then she doesn't have to count at all. Not even if she's Mikasha in Zivo, so she doesn't have to count at all. Mashenki, if she's Mikasha in the Yemenido, so she's in the Midraise, and we pass for like Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav. Now, the taste is Nido Yeinu. Nira daf the Bible in Hashino Shematishve. Yasminon Basarim Noshi, Makshis, in Sophis Lion Ye, the Wood and Shira Barabine. Nira do the Bible have a learning task. All right, now, you have to start another Shira in a few minutes. So, we leave it off here. Now, for next time, you should go over.